Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I hope you had the good sense to heed my advice last Wednesday to read the January 2023 issue of Liberty's Outlook. If you did, you'll better understand the fear and almost panic going through American and global financial markets right now. If you think these problems won't impact us here in Lansing, think again. The stock prices of banks with branches in the Lansing market have been pummeled just since Wednesday last week. From their close last Wednesday to about noon Monday, shares of J.P. Morgan Chase Bank were down almost 4%. Bank of America and PNC stock prices fell almost 9%. Share prices of Horizon Bank, Fifth Third, Huntington, and the parent of Flagstar were down almost 18% to more than 22%. Comerica's stock price sank more than 30%. For the least bad news, the stock price of the parent company of Irwin Union Bank was down only 1.5% in 5 days, though it was still down more than 5% since the end of last year. Beginning Monday, Liberty Coins has been besieged by customers looking to acquire bullion-priced physical gold and silver coins and ingots. Almost no one is looking to sell. Since last Wednesday through noon on Monday this week, the price of gold was up more than 5% and silver rose more than 9%. Over the same time period, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down almost 2%. Actually, the first major warning from Liberty Coin Service about the eventual havoc with America's financial markets was issued 3.5 years ago in September 2019. We made this announcement when the Fed began making massive overnight and short-term loans to the 25 primary trading partners of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Since then, the Fed has tried to hide its massive inflation of the money supply, now showing up in higher consumer prices. Its cumulative more than $10 trillion of liquidity injections into the financial system have more than doubled the size of the Fed's balance sheet. That's it for now. For more details on what's really going on right now, come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.